Senate Bill 14, an act to revise certain requirements and responsibilities of the administrator of the Human Services Center.
Senate Bill 14 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 14 is a bill to change the statutory requirements for the hiring of the administrator of the Human Services Center. It also, in Section 2, modifies the composition of the Commission of Licensed Physicians that may be called upon to determine the mental competency of a defendant confined under a death sentence. I think there's no dispute about Section 2, but Section 1 has had some publicity. But I'd like to give some facts that I think would give us reason to support the bill in its current form. You know that the Department of Human Services has been searching for an administrator for some time. They placed a regional announcement in June of last year, a newspaper and newspaper ads and state job listing. It resulted in 9 resumes, and only one applicant met the requirement for 5 years' experience in a private or public institution. 2 applicants have subsequently withdrawn their applications. They stepped up their search with a national search announced in the October 2001 in newspapers, in the state job listing. They mailed to all state mental health authorities. They posted on a website specific to mental health job openings. They posted in the American Psychological Association's Psychology Monitor, and this effort resulted in 10 additional resumes, none of which met the requirement for 5 years' experience in private or public institutions. Right now we have 17 current applicants. 10 have work experience in a mental health setting. Of these 10, 2 have degrees in administration. One is in healthcare and one is in business. Of these 10, 9 have experience, 9 have experience in administration. So 2 have degrees, and of the 10, 9 have experience. The one with no experience is also one of those with the 2 degrees. Of the 9 with experience in administration, all exceed 5 years of experience, but not necessarily in the institutional mental health setting. This is an effort to open up the pool to allow people who are qualified by virtue of experience to apply for this position. The opponents have argued that this is lowering the bar. What I'm arguing is that it widens the pool. It allows those who are charged with the hiring decision to look at more people, many of whom may be very qualified, notwithstanding the fact that they may not have the precise language of the current statute, that is 5 years in public or private institutions for the mentally ill. The bill as it reads today, as proposed, would require a person to have a degree or extensive experience in public or private administration, and it would include experience in a mental health setting. So we could have an applicant that has extensive experience in a large institution who has some mental health experience, but not necessarily all of those 5 years in a institution for the mentally ill. What are the qualifications we need for an effective administrator at the Human Services Center? Some of the opponents to this bill would argue that that administrator must have an understanding of all the mental illnesses of those who are served by the Human Services Center. I disagree. There are all kinds of clinical staff at this location or at this at the Human Services Center that provide that, and that's their job. The job of this administrator is to make the budget, is to hire and fire the people that work for them, to hire the right people who can manage the alcohol unit, who can manage the geriatric unit. Someone with experience in adolescent care, they can manage the adolescent unit. To hire and fire the psychiatrists that deal with the mental illnesses for which they are very well trained. The administrator needs to be decisive. They need to have an understanding of numbers so they can manage a budget. They need to have good people skills so they can work with the public, work with their employees, and manage their people. I believe that the bill as presented and as it was amended in committee now provides those kinds of attributes, allows those kinds of attributes that will provide a pool that will be wide enough to allow the state to find a qualified individual who can do this job. And I urge your support.
Further remarks? Here we are, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I, too, would urge you to support Senate Bill 14. This, in my opinion, this bill has come a long way from its original form. I was born and raised in Yankton, South Dakota, and one of my best friend's father was an assistant superintendent of the facility down there when I was growing up and when I was in grade school. And I spent a lot of time out there. That's when our administrators at that time were required to live on the grounds. Both the superintendent and the assistant superintendent had to live on the grounds. So, I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen a metamorphosis take place in human services over the years. I've seen a change in the way we treat mental illness. I've seen a change in the way that people deal with those people that have mental problems. I think it's important for us to also remember that with the metamorphosis of mental illness and its treating, you also have to have a metamorphosis of administration. I think that's the important issue that we need to keep in mind, folks. It's not just an issue. It's not just an issue anymore of the administrator having direct patient care. How many of your hospitals in this state have an administrator that has direct patient care? Look at the Avera system and their chief executive officer. He's not a doctor, he's an attorney. And he runs that facility quite well. And I know I'm going to catch hell from my wife at home for supporting this bill, and I'm going to catch hell from some of my constituents. But I think the important thing here today, ladies and gentlemen, as I look at this bill, is the fact that we have had a revolving door down there in relationship to the administration. And when you have a revolving door in relationship to the administration, it creates some problems. It creates an employee morale problem. It creates a problem of consistency and continuity within the facility. I think what's important at this point in time, as I look at mental illness in South Dakota, and particularly as I look at that facility, is that they have somebody brought in that is going to be there for them, can administer the facility. They have the people that have the direct care. All he needs to do is see that those proper people are hired, that they're doing their job, and that everything runs smoothly. That's what the administrator is expected to do today. The administrator isn't expected to have that day-to-day patient care direct. Therefore, I see no boogeyman in this bill. The Department of Human Services, I think, has come a long ways in compromising their position. When you look at this bill in relationship to mental health experience and a person with administrative background, I think it's all there. I think it's what we need to put in place so we can keep the facility, the gym that it is, and keep treating the patients the way it has been. It's extremely important to the state of South Dakota. You know, and I just ask for your support. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to see support come out of this body, wholehearted support. I think it's important to the treatment of mental illness in South Dakota and the metamorphosis of the treating of that disease and the metamorphosis of how you administer it now and in the future. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 14. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, APA,
aye.
Bogue,
aye.
Bros,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennert,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
no.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Dietrich Elmer, Senator Huttmacher, Madam President, ayes 25, nays 9, excused 1.
Senate Bill 14 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.